Scheduling and coming materials. Exhibit 5-73 shows how purchasing is the other major part of plan implementation and control. This can be done for finished goods that will be resold as well as raw materials needed in production. The focus here is on raw materials scheduling. Exhibit 5-73, manufacturing planning and control. In a material requirements planning MRP-based system, MRP-scheduled items are often purchased using specific purchase orders, POs, that have one or many delivery dates and quantities. This assumes that the items have already been sourced. A supplier has previously been vetted and selected. The MRP planner provides purchasing or a buyer with a purchase requisition specifying these dates and quantities. Alternately, a planner/buyer role determines and places the POs. Other types of purchases use blanket POs. These purchases will generate supplier authorizations to ship required quantities and items based on the blanket PO. Blanket POs may have specific schedules, or they may be for a total quantity over time and require blanket releases by a planner and buyer team or a combination planner/buyer. The authorization to ship may be in the form of a PO, a Kanban, or by a less formal type of message. While a blanket PO helps the supplier by enabling smoothing of demand to some degree due to a predictable source of demand, one issue with blanket POs for the supplier is its scrap factor. If the supplier creates standard size items such as steel pipes and then customizes them for the order, such as by cutting them shorter, the odd size materials left over may represent too much scrap, and the blanket PO may not be profitable. The supplier in such cases may instead charge for the full size item as part of the contract. Interdivisional or interplant transfers of materials could be scheduled by an MRP planner at the receiving location by communicating with the MRP planner at the sending location. Alternatively, this could be performed by a planner/buyer role as well. One benefit of lean material scheduling is that an organization's trusted, long-term suppliers experience stable demand for their materials. Deliveries of materials will be synchronized and quantities will be standardized to some degree. The level load in the buyer's facility becomes a level load in the supplier's facility. In addition to promoting long-term benefits to both parties, such relationships can also create opportunities for sustainability, such as suppliers delivering parts in reusable bins, for example, a Kanban to be replenished, and picking up empty bins as part of the delivery. Need for two-way communication. It should be clear that the process of scheduling incoming materials needs robust and timely two-way communication. The supplier likely has other customers who are also submitting orders, so if there are changes in material requirements or priorities due to changes in PAC scheduling, this needs to be communicated as soon as possible. In many cases, the customers and the supplier's manufacturing planning and control systems automatically exchange information on orders and order changes, including continually updated priority information. If not, this information is often provided in the form of a weekly report or a website indicating requirements. These reports or sites can also be used to provide updated engineering documents for configuration control and are good sources of information on historical item use for both supplier and customer planning. Transportation in particular needs close coordination. Many organizations have very limited storage space and/or dock space for receiving shipments. This leads to needing to schedule deliveries within a narrow window. Lead times for incoming materials must take into account transit times and the time for unloading, receiving, inspection, if required, and materials handling. Regardless of the method used, clear and effective communication of current materials requirements status tends to reduce lead times and overhead costs and enable greater supplier responsiveness. However, there will be limits on the levels of changes that the supplier will accommodate as specified in contracts. This plus shipping lead time needs to be taken into account when considering the feasibility of changing plans to exceptions or variances from schedule when required materials are not already on site. Note that incoming material scheduling can be outsourced. When it is outsourced to a supplier, it is called vendor-managed inventory. Vendor-managed inventory. For inventory that is subject to greater demand uncertainty, the organization can authorize vendor-managed inventory VMI with key suppliers. VMI helps reduce risks and tends to reduce overall inventory and supply chain costs and thus enables reducing prices to consumers. This will be true when the goal of VMI is overall supply chain optimization, rather than individual partner optimization, but this requires that the parties share information that would otherwise not necessarily be shared. Secure automated systems will enable the best visibility.